Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. We're in Romans chapter 15, and we are literally winding down this beautiful letter of Paul to the church in Rome. And as we do that, Paul's going to start moving into some personal comments about his own ministry, about his relationship to the church in Rome. And then chapter 16 is just going to be full of a lot of greetings to a lot of people, and we'll look at that in a couple episodes. But let's go ahead and move through chapter 15. Let's start reading there in verse 14, and I'll read all the way through to verse 21. And concerning you, my brethren, I myself also am convinced that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able also to admonish one another. But I have written very boldly to you on some points, so as to remind you again, because of the grace that was given me from God, to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, ministering as a priest the gospel of God, so that my offering of the Gentiles may become acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in Christ Jesus, I have found reason for boasting in things pertaining to God. For I will not presume to speak of anything except that which Christ has accomplished through me, resulting in the obedience of the Gentiles by word and deed, in the power of signs and wonders, in the power of the Spirit, so that from Jerusalem and round about, as far as Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. And thus I aspire to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, so that I would not build on another man's foundation, but as it is written, they who had no news of him shall see, and they who have not heard shall understand. Well, like I said at the beginning of this episode, Paul gives us some autobiographical comments about his own ministry, about his apostleship to the Gentiles. And so he says specifically to the church in Rome, he says, I'm convinced of this, that you are full of goodness and able through knowledge to admonish one another. So he's convinced that the church in Rome is a mature group of believers, and that he would expect that they would be able to teach and instruct one another without him being there. And of course, we know up to this time, he's never been there before. He had an expectation and a desire to go to Rome on his way to Spain. But until that time, he writes this letter in order to introduce himself, in order to share how he sees the gospel. And so he tells them, I'm convinced that you are full of the Lord and you're able to admonish one another. And I have written very boldly to you on some points as to remind you because of the grace that was given me from God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles. So Paul's going to magnify and lift up his ministry to the Gentiles. He's careful not to lift himself up. He's careful to lift up the fruit that came through his ministry as a result of what Christ accomplished through him. I love that in verse 18. He says, I will not presume to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me, resulting in the obedience of the Gentiles. Remember at the very beginning of Romans, he said, I was given an apostleship so that I might preach the gospel to bring people into the obedience of the faith. And Paul says that there is proof positive fruit among the Gentiles, among those to whom he was called as an apostle, that God had done a work in the Gentiles to bring them into the gospel message. And so Paul's going to rejoice and he's going to boast only in those things pertaining to God. He's not going to build himself up. He's not going to talk about his great ministry. He's going to only glory in what Christ has done in the hearts of people who have come to Christ by faith. And I believe that's a beautiful, beautiful attitude for us to have. I think we don't boast in what we do. We don't draw attention to ourselves, but we simply say, look what God has done. And that's enough. And so he goes on to say that it was through the power of signs and wonders and the power of the Spirit and all the way from Jerusalem all the way around into Asia Minor. His ministry had come with a demonstration of the power of the Spirit so that people's faith would be built on the Lord and not on his ability as a minister. Again, another very important aspect of ministry. Allow the power of God to work in people's lives because that is what's undeniable. That is what will be established and remain in the lives of people. So Paul recognized this about what had happened in his apostolic ministry, and he had done it expansively into the regions that God had called him to go. God used this aspect of Paul's ministry to speak to me very clearly in regards to our moving from South Africa. Stephanie and I and the family had been there for 18 years. And during the COVID epidemic, the Lord began to speak to us about leaving South Africa. And he specifically spoke to me and he said, "Why do you think Paul wanted to go to Spain?" And I thought it was an interesting question from the Lord. And I said, "Well, I don't know, Lord. I'd like to have the answer to that." And he said, "Because he knew that his work in Macedonia was finished." And then he said to me, "Cliff," he says, "you plowed to the edge of your field. I knew that our work in South Africa was done, and I knew it was time to move on." Paul puts it this way, that he would go to a place where he could preach the gospel where Christ was not already named. We know there's still places like that in the world, but what I've come to appreciate now that we've lived in Italy, and it's not so much about Italy, but it's so much about the fact that wherever you go, there are people who have not heard Christ. There are people that have not heard the gospel. Many people have not heard the proper gospel. And so Paul aspired to go to new grounds, new places, set his sights on new horizons so that he could build Christ afresh and new in people's lives, not to build on another man's work, but to go and to bring Christ where he had not been named before. I think this is such a powerful truth for all of us to keep in mind. We never know the person that we're standing in front of, if they have actually heard about Christ, if they have actually had the privilege of hearing the good news. And so we don't have to be missionaries and go all over the world to be used by God to bring the message of the gospel afresh and anew. Now, Paul knew that this was the situation in his own personal ministry. He did have a very far-reaching ministry, probably one greater than any of us would ever aspire to have. He was used by God to establish the gospel among the Gentiles, and he was used throughout that whole region to establish the expression of the body of Christ in many places. Most of us will not have such an expansive ministry, but we can all have the same heart that we would be obedient to God to preach the gospel, to share our faith, to testify of all that God has done in Christ Jesus so that people who have not heard could hear of Christ and those who have not heard can understand. So that should be our mission as we go out into the world. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.